What's good? What's good? We're back with another batshit crazy episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget, I do a video version that goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and an audio version that goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Just Google Paul Pickett Podcast. All right, we're going to get to another batshit crazy episode where this batshit crazy woman wants to rent out the whole movie theater to see Barbie because she's afraid of COVID. Definitely has to be a liberal. Can't be nobody else but a liberal. Before we do that, I want to get into a word from playing an advertisement from Dizzle. This is Dizzle meets Langer Juices, one of the promos we got put together. Let's get into it. That right there is a Dizzle meets Langer Juice. And what we got here, we got the recipe. 2 ounces of Dizzle, original premium luxury liqueur. 2 ounces of Langer Juice, orange guava. 1 ounce of lime juice. 1 ounce of simple syrup. And 1 ounce of peach. I think that's Charling, it says. Excuse me, my vision is very, very blurry at the moment. But, yeah, Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur. Definitely goes good with Langer Juices. I know it definitely goes good with V8 Splash. We got dozens of recipes on DizzleBrand.com. You can also order your very own bottle or bottles. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. Also, I think you can go to the front page now and just click order online and it goes to Emilio's Beverage. Also, it's available in stores in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. And the Dizzle Brand merch is on DizzleBrand.com, merchandise store, and Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And as well, the Dizzle Brand gummies, which I have some right over here. And as you see, Dizzle Brand right here. You got the Dizzle Brand flag right here. You know. So check them out. Go to DizzleNova.com for the gummies. And you can also check out CampNovaOnline.com as well. They're a celebrity cannabis company that has pretty much partnered with Dizzle to bring us the Dizzle gummies and Dizzle vapes coming soon and Dizzle Delta 8 drinks as well, which I'm not familiar with those, but I'm very interested to see what they taste like. All right, let's get into a batshit crazy white lady from Portland wants to rent out a movie theater just to see Barbie because she's afraid of COVID. How about you just wait till it hits the streaming platforms and do that?
A hell of a Supreme Court season. Are they seasons? Yeah, that feels like it's appropriate. And I guess my question is, how are you dealing with it? Because I'm not. I'm dissociating, which is probably a very white supremacist take and a bad anti-racist take on it. But seriously, how do you not compartmentalize away all of this horrific shit? How do you feel loyalty to this country anymore? I struggle with it. I remember being in my 20s and going to Europe and going to dinner with a bunch of expats who all kind of really railed against the U.S. and how bad it was. And I was very young and I defended the U.S. I was like, what are you talking about? This is still the greatest nation in the, you know where that's going. I haven't felt like that in 10 or 15 years, at least.
Well, that's 'cause liberals have turned it to shit. Let's keep it moving.
How do you do it? Tell me how you do it, because I know I need to figure it out in order to be.
Let's see, how do you do it? Get up every day. I work. I make money. Take care of my responsibilities. Walk my dog. Smoke some trees. Pop some gummies. Do some podcasts. Pretty much, don't even think about it. Don't let it stress me out. Don't let it be, my everything. How about that? That's how you do it.
Be part of the solution, and most days I look at the news and I'm like, I can't. They're rolling back no-fault divorce. That is incredibly important, and you know what? I can't even. I don't have the bandwidth to even.
You know what? No fault divorced. I mean, that's the first thing she brings up. No fault state of divorce. That means the spouse who files for divorce does not need to show cause for the divorce or that anyone at a spouse was at fault. Yeah, why is that such a, is that really, should that be at the top of the list, so the spouse who files for divorce does not need to show cause for the divorce or that. Okay, that means you could just divorce somebody because you don't want to be with them no more. Isn't that what the fuck women are doing anyways? Okay, let's keep it moving.
You're
That's not an
at
issue.
what's
Who
really going on
cares?
there.
Who
All right,
cares?
guys. So I stumbled across an extremely fascinating TikTok, right, with some fascinating behaviors that apparently is happening in liberal Wonderland, right, Portland, Oregon, where apparently you still have people who are basically living a sheltered life because they don't want to go outside, right, and they don't want to go outside because they're afraid of COVID. And this woman, who again apparently lives in Portland, Oregon, liberal Wonderland, is basically renting out a movie theater, okay, and having a whole kind of safety setup to see Barbie because she is afraid of getting COVID. Now, apparently, she is immunocompromised. Now, again, I mean, maybe she does have, some justifications for going this far. I'm just fascinated, right, about this person and their behaviors and, the fact that they want to go out of their way to protect themselves so much that they're gonna do this, right? Again, I th thought that this was.
Yeah, and I can think of a lot better fucking movies to rent out a fucking theater for than some bullshit ass fucking Barbie. I mean, if you're gonna rent out a fucking theater, I mean, rent out the fucking theater for like the last John Wick or some shit. Like some bullshit Barbie. Nobody cares about what your fucking bullshit, your I don't want to say bullshit, what your health issue is when you're more concerned with going to watch some bullshit ass Barbie movie. Just keep it moving.
2020, 2021 stuff. I thought this was ancient history, right?
Yeah, I
But
know. Me
apparently,
too. Me
this
too.
stuff is still going on, right? People are still living like this, which is
Cuckoo for COVID world.
hard to imagine, right? Considering, that, hey, we have the vaccine, okay, which, the mainstream liberal media has touted as, hey, it is kind of allowed us to kind of go back to normal life. But despite all that, you still have people who are, deciding that they want to be sheltered. They want to live a sheltered life, which again is fascinating, okay? Because I'm sure, considering this person's ideology and their worldviews, that they've probably been vaccinated multiple times over, but yet they're still choosing to live like this, which again is fascinating stuff that I'm very curious to hear you guys' opinion.
You know, fascinating is not the word I would use. I know they say you can't judge a book by its cover, but she looks crazy as hell. And after that video I seen when that dude just shot the dude on the street, walks past him, shoots him again after he's already dead, you better start judging books by the cover. You better start. I'll tell you that much. But she looks crazy as shit. She looks like Looney Tunes. And fascinating is not the word I would use. I would use pathetic. Pathetic. Like, you know, people that are just super afraid of shit are fucking pathetic.
You know, so without further ado, let's get into it.
I don't remember the last time I went to see a movie because I don't love going to the movie theater. But I'll tell you what, it pisses me off that I can't go see Barbie. I want to go see it, even if it is white feminism. I want to be able to go. So I'm doing a thing. And if you live...
No, that's exactly why she wants to go. And I could think of a trillion movies that are far better to rent out a movie theater than fucking Barbie.
In the Pacific Northwest, you can do a thing with me. Here's what it is. Next week, which is July 31st, August 1st, someday next week on a weekday, I am renting out a theater in Northwest Portland. The entire theater. The whole theater. The theater seats 46 people, I think. We're only going to do 20 tickets. So me and 19 other people. That's it. In addition to that, there will be one employee. So the entire building, the entire cinema, is going to be one employee plus 20 attendees. That's it. We are the only people in the building, and every single person, including that employee, is going to...
You know what? It's funny how she talks like she actually owns the fucking theater. You're just renting it out. You don't get to tell them how many employees they have working when they're renting out a theater, I don't think. I think that sounds like some complete bullshit, some cuckoo for Cocoa Puff shit.
Be wearing an N95 the entire time. The employee's going to put it on before they enter the building. They've been chosen specifically for this purpose. They seem to get it. If you show up because you bought a ticket.
Wait. Is she buying the fucking movie theater to own, or is she renting it? I'm confused. Because it sounds like she's talking like she fucking buying the shit to own it.
I need to see a KN94 well fitted, or a 95 well fitted, or a P100. What? And if I see a baggy mask, I'm going to tell you to take it off and put on one that I hand you. I'm holding onto a bunch of masks. Choose the one you like best.
Wow. Wow. Again, it is hard to believe that people are really out here living like this, who are still living in so much fear, which, I mean, hey, you know, if she's immunocompromised, right, which, I mean, I think that that's the whole point of this, right, is to help immunocompromised people be able to, you know, go out in public without living in fear. I guess maybe it's justified. I don't know. But it's just fascinating. It really.
Yeah, if you was actually going to watch a fucking real good movie, not fucking Barbie.
It really is. Like, one day, you rent out a whole movie theater. Only one employee is going to be there. And you got to wear an N95 mask the whole time, right? So you have to watch the movie with a mask on the whole time. Again, she's living in 2021, right? That's what she's living in. She's living in 2021. Again, fascinating stuff. Is this the average Biden voter, right? Is this the typical Biden voter? I think so, right? I think so.
There are no concessions during the movie. They're not even going to open it up. Do not bother bringing food or drinks. You may not take your mask off in the movie.
So you can't even snack, right? Again, you might as well wait until it comes out on DVD. I'm not sure if they got DVD anymore, but what do they call it? Blu-ray, right? Streaming. Wait till it comes out on one of these platforms. If you're going to go through all this trouble, you can't even eat Wangs, right?
I said that before I even listened to the video. Like, if you gotta rent out a whole theater just because you're scared of COVID, just stay your bitch ass home.
You can't even eat popcorn. You can't drink anything, right? If this is what you're gonna have to go through in order to see the movie, you might as well wait and watch it in the comfort of your own dungeon. I mean, home, right? Watch it in the comfort of your own home, right? Where you can do all these things and not have to wear a mask and you can eat and drink and do whatever, okay? Because this don't sound fun to me.
If you need to scratch your nose or you need to take a sip of water, you need to get up, exit the theater, do that, and then come back.
They're
going to be medically fragile people there. This is their first opportunity in like 3.5 years, so we are not fucking around here, folks.
Well, they need to stay their fucking medically fragile asses fucking home. We're not fucking around. Who the fuck is this cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, batshit crazy fucking lady? Why would, I mean, you could just tell that she's fucking nuts. She's nuts.
Boy, imagine being locked up in your house for 3.5 years, not being able to live life. I'm like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. Again, if is this what medically fragile people have to go through? Right? I'm curious. I'm actually really fascinated.
It's not that they're medically fragile. They're mentally fragile. That's the problem here. They're mentally fragile. They really are. This is batshit crazy. I mean, like, stay your ass home. If you can afford to rent the movie theater, you can afford to get every fucking streaming platform on the fucking planet. Stay your ass home. So you don't gotta come outside and be a bitch ass motherfucker and shit and fearmonger everybody else over something that we're past now. We're past. People can talk about COVID pandemic shit all they want. It's not a fucking pandemic.
Like, is this what they have to go through? Because if they do have to go through this, if they're living in that much fear, it's like, I mean, at that point, it's like life isn't fun, right? Like life is not fun if you have to live like this. But again, I'm wondering what some of these people, in regards to their conditions, what have they done in order to help themselves, right? That is my question for a lot of these individuals. You know, I would be very curious to ask this individual, hey, you know, I'm not sure exactly what conditions you have, but what have you done in order to try to, you know, kind of help yourself out, right? To be able to get back to living a normal life.
No, Greg, you can't do that. You can't make people take accountability. Taking accountability apparently is hateful. It's white supremacy. It's racism. You can't do that, Greg. People can't take accountability for their actions anymore.
Right? What are you doing?
No kids that can't wear a mask solidly for 2 hours. Like, I'm not going to do little kids because I don't blame them, but it is what it is. This is going to be a morning showing. We are the first people in the building, so we will be in and out well before any other employees or other people show up for the showings.
Yeah, because you're going to be a nuisance to everybody else that isn't fucking batshit crazy of scared of fucking COVID. You know, coming out the house with a bitch ass mentality and shit and fear mongered, you know, by the media. Basically, that, her problem is that she says she listens to the news. She watches the news every fucking day. I don't watch the fucking news, mainstream media news. You're pretty much being lied to every single day.
Building will have had a chance to clear the air from the night before. And also, they upgraded their filtration over the past 3 years, and they just had an inspection June 26th, their quarterly inspection, and changed out all of their MERV filters. So they're in a pretty good spot. It's going to be $20 to $25 a person. All I'm doing is covering the cost. That's it. So I will refund any overages. It is a risk. I don't know how else to put that. It's definitely a risk.
It's no risk. It's zero risk. You got 20 fucking people going to be in a theater that sits 40 fucking people. I mean, you know what a risk is? A risk is when you go swim with sharks. A risk is when you go try to pet a fucking hyena. A risk is trying to wrestle alligators. It's not going to a fucking movie theater.
Be in a building so for 2 hours makes me anxious.
This can't be real, bro. It can't be people living like this, bro. If you're living like this, again, life just can't, it can't be fun. Like, I'm just saying, right? Like,
see, he's being easy and nice, man. They're living pathetic, man. They're living so fucking weak-minded. They're living fearful of shit that, you know what's crazy about this shit? I walk to the store every single fucking day during COVID. Yeah, at first I wore a mask only when I had to go inside spots. When I had to go inside places that required people to wear a mask, you know, I'm respectful to business owners. They got rules. All right, that's the rules I follow. But ever since then, I mean, in and out stores, you know, I haven't been sick in probably about 4 to 5 years. Almost a half a decade now, I have not been sick once, not even a common cold. So this idea that anything regarding a mask has to do with preventing you from getting COVID or you getting COVID is bullshit. It's horseshit. It's all because I don't live with nobody but my dog, and dogs ain't giving COVID to people, apparently, and people ain't giving COVID to dogs, apparently. I don't live with nobody. I don't work with nobody. I'm self-employed. And that's typically where you get sick from, people you live with and people you work with. So it's really about the social distancing and being around people for long periods of time that you get sick, you know. So, this lady, she is batshit crazy. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Stay your ass home. Get every streaming platform you got. Wait till Barbie comes out then. And of all movies that you are renting the theater out to go watch, Barbie, like, stop it. John Wick, Last John Wick, yeah. New Equalizer or something, maybe. But Barbie, that's some bullshit. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Another batshit crazy episode with a batshit crazy white lady from Portland. And I'm going to be interviewing a rapper from Portland here soon. And he will validate and clarify that how batshit crazy Portland has got, man. How radical they are. How they're fucking out there. They're in fucking cuckoo land. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs land. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.